What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the For the Good podcast.
We're so glad you're here.
Our mission is to reach the next generation by encouraging you using God's word.
We cover topics like Christian dating. God does not want someone to come to him because of a person.
Finding your godly spouse. That's how God works in relationships.
Mm-hmm. Following God's will for your life.
We think that we should be omniscient with God. And staying close to God when the world tempts you. Or it can be worshiping the right God in the wrong way. Romans 8:28 says,
"And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose."
This podcast is for God's good and to grow his kingdom.
Our prayer is that this ministry provides you with a healthy Christian community that you can be a part of.
Thank you guys for tuning in. What's up, everyone? Welcome to another episode of the For the Good podcast. You have your host, not me.
What?
Michelle, you're the host.
We're both the hosts.
I am your co-host.
Technically, I'm a hostess because I'm a female.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, that is right. Yep, here we are. If you are watching the YouTube video, the bump is bumping.
Mm-hmm.
It looks really big on camera.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's it. Here we are. coaching's still available. That's cool. We can go check it out in the description down below if you would like fitness coaching. And also, I know a lot of new peeps are tuning in from Twitch and my TikTok live videos and Twitch and stuff like that. Welcome, guys. Welcome to the For the Good family. Thank you all for being here. So what are we talking about today, honey?
Today, we're going to talk about whether or not we are following Jesus for the right reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Because that has a huge impact on your relationship with him.
And the reason why we say that is because you hear this a lot in today's culture. I find it a little bit strange, but you hear this a lot is, I used to be a Christian, I used to follow Christ for XYZ years, then I fell out of the faith. And that's it. They don't continue the sentence.
Uh-huh.
Because if you continue the sentence, I fell out of the faith because God didn't give me what I wanted. That's usually what the end of the sentence. Or there's other stuff too, like you
are imperfect people.
Yeah, imperfect. Yeah, that's fine too. And then also you hear stuff like, I started searching for the evidence and then the evidence wasn't sufficient enough.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe that. I truthfully don't believe that. I really believe people are lying to themselves when they say that.
Well, it's like, what did you try?
Yeah.
You know, like, did you like look up a couple of videos or hear sermons at a church and you're like, yeah, I tried God.
I don't know.
It didn't work
for me. It's very hard for me to believe when people are like, I was a Christian, then I left Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
Because here's the thing is, you can't be saved and not saved. You've either received his free gift or you
mm-hmm.
haven't.
Mm-hmm.
And when people say, I left Christianity, well, then you just literally said you didn't receive his gift.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
Because hopefully this podcast will help you and lead you back to Jesus.
Yeah. And there's... I do believe in backsliding. One of my friends has experienced that before, but it's not one of those things where it's like backsliding is when you say, I'm not a Christian anymore. No, mm-hmm. What backsliding is if someone were to ask you if you believed in Jesus, you would still say yes, and you would say that he's inside you, but you wouldn't be fully devoted to following him.
Yeah.
And
you would still have some compromises in your faith.
Absolutely. And that's what happens depending on certain phases of your life, right? That's mm-hmm. why young adult ministry is so important, because that's usually right around the time where you're on a search for truth.
Yeah.
And there's other areas of your life that may be taking influence over him, which it could be like, you know, going to college, being around like a lot of influence, whatever it may be. But I do not, I don't like to hear that I used to be a Christian and now I'm not, because it's like, no, you slapped a label on and you peeled the sticker off. Mm-hmm. That's what you did.
Yeah.
He was never like truly in your heart.
Yeah.
So, yeah. The first place that I want to go with this is talking about how usually when people say, I tried God, it didn't work for me, they're after something.
Yeah.
Like what they really mean is, I tried to use God and he didn't give me what I wanted, so I stopped.
Yeah.
That's usually what they mean.
Yeah. So here's an example. I tried God, I prayed to him, but he never answered me.
Correct.
And here's what I like to say to that is, I would like to say, how can you prove that God's answer wasn't no?
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're asking for, hey, God, I want a wife, why can't he say no?
Yeah.
He definitely has the authority to do that.
Yeah.
You also have the authority of having your free will, so you could go out and marry someone else that's not for you. That's going to be a sham.
Yeah.
You know? So when people say like, well, God didn't answer me. No. He just said no. He still answered you. It's just, he's just not answering the way you want.
Correct.
And that's what we're about to go into.
Yeah. I think a lot of times, you've probably heard someone say this. A lot of times we go into prayer and we say like, okay, this is what I want. And you already in your mind are expecting it.
There you go.
So you're not even allowing him to tell you, hey, this might be something that I don't want for you. You know, like, I mean, you can use that as like any aspect of our lives, anything that we've prayed for, you know, like we pray things often and it's like, you know what? Didn't really get an answer. And that's okay.
And that's what John was talking about this Sunday. Sometimes this may sound like heresy to some people, but sometimes you don't need to pray about it because it's already written.
Yeah.
The confirmation's already there in the Bible, you know?
Yeah.
Hey, God, should I date this person that doesn't follow Jesus? You don't have to pray about that.
Yeah.
It's literally written in 2 Corinthians.
And your girl found out it's actually in Genesis too. Remember I told you that other day?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was why God was so disappointed in
Very
the earth.
Very eye-opening. Wait, what's the chapter for that so people can read it?
I think it was 3.
Yeah, I think it's Genesis chapter 3. It's in the beginning, either Genesis chapter 3 or chapter 4. But
when he was talking about men of God, basically, marrying women that weren't following him.
Yep.
And they had a huge impact on their walk and they were straying them away. I'm sorry, but you cannot be like, okay, so as a follower of Jesus, we are light, right? And if you're not a follower of Jesus, you're living in darkness still, right? And we can use the same example of like a sick person. I've used this analogy before. Where if I'm really sick, if I have like the really bad flu and you're really healthy and we hang out all the time, you're going to get the flu.
Yeah.
I can't take your health.
Yeah.
I can't take it from you. You cannot give it to me to make me better.
Mm-hmm.
All I can do is make you sick.
Yeah. You can and just infect me.
And that's what happens in the relationship. Side topic.
I just want to say, if y'all are in, like if y'all are married, maybe your husband isn't a believer, maybe your wife isn't a believer, we're not talking to you.
No. And
we're talking to people who are actively searching for just people to date that are, we're not saying that it can't work. All right. We're saying if someone is praying to God and asking, should I date this person? They're a good person, but they may not be a believer. You don't got to pray about that.
Or if you're in the state of desperation where you're willing to settle for them because you don't want to be alone, which I almost did.
Yeah. A lot of people do it.
Yeah. It's
and
very
it's okay.
And we're not saying that there's not anomalies.
Yeah.
Okay. Because our really good friends, one of them was a fully devoted follower of Jesus and the other one was not. And she just kept praying because they had been together for so long. She just kept praying that like he would accept Jesus and he did.
And he did.
And now they're married.
I hung out with them last night.
Yeah. But
it was a lot of fun.
We're not saying that that's not possible, but she also admitted when she was telling me that story that she would not recommend anyone do that because it was a journey.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Okay. Go for it, honey.
So along with like the trying God and like it not working because he's not giving you what you want, I think a lot of people's mentality is looking at him as a genie in a bottle.
Yeah.
And it's not right to follow someone just because of what they're going to give you.
Yep.
That is a selfish reason to follow him.
Yeah.
Right? And we talked about this in marriage. We were talking about this on the way to the gym the other day.
Yep.
We think personally that the reason why there's so many divorces is because people get married out of what that person can give them.
Bam.
And when that goes away, they're leaving.
Yep.
You know?
Bye bye.
And I heard a really good story last night of a woman who beat breast cancer, but she was talking about her journey, and she's only been married for 3 years.
Oh, wow.
And they've been together, like they've known each other for a while, but they didn't get married until recently. And she was like, our vows said in sickness and in health, and we really meant it. And my husband showed me that during that time.
Yeah.
You know, like I can't imagine what that would have been like for her husband to see her in that way.
Yeah.
But he still chose to love her and be with her, even though she wasn't the same person.
Yeah.
You know, we're both going to evolve. When we got married, we know for a fact that when we get to our old age of the 80s or 90s, we're not going to be the same person we are right now in our 20s.
No, we're not.
At all.
No, we're not.
Like, we believe in evolution in that aspect, right? Of change. It comes with life, you know? Next year, I might not be the same person I am right now because I'm going to be a mother and you're going to be a father.
Yeah,
you
I know? Hope not. I hope we won't be pregnant again.
Okay, that's not what I meant.
Yeah. No, I agree, honey. When people look at, this is really good, by the way. When people look at Jesus as a genie in the bottle, guess what, honey? They're actually on a happiness quest. They're not on a truth quest. And that's when the whole doors open up where it's like you can ask yourself the question, why are you actually following Jesus? Because if you believe that you are evil, as everyone should, if you, I like to call this the salvation equation.
Okay.
Here All right. Y'all listen up. Do you believe that there's evil in the world? Yes. Okay. Do you believe that you've done evil? Well, yeah. Okay. That evil may have not been paid for on this earth, but do you believe that God is just and he must punish that evil? Well, yeah, I believe there needs to be a judge. Okay. How is that going to be paid for? Are you going to pay for it or did Jesus pay for it? Well, I believe Jesus paid for it on the cross. Okay. Well, there's the good news.
Yeah.
All right. Also, there's the truth.
Yeah.
So are you actually following Jesus for something? Or are you following Jesus because he got you out of a sticky situation, which is the truth?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So once you have the salvation equation on lockdown, you're going to stop thinking of Jesus as some genie in the bottle because you're going to be more appreciative of what he actually did for us.
Yeah.
Quick interruption before we get back to the show. Guys, we just want to let you know that our coaching services are live. So if you've been struggling with your fitness journey and you are looking to get in shape or maybe just struggle in that area, we are there to help you.
We offer personalized workout plans through a private app, constant communication with us, and also a personalized nutrition plan with recipes. There are over 1,000 to choose from on there. So if you have been struggling and want our help, please reach out to us or visit the website, which is betterthanbeforebrand.com to see some testimonials and also fill out an application so that we can reach out to you and schedule a call.
Thank you guys. And let's get back to the show.
Yeah. And I'm going to be honest, when you first start following him, you know, us as Christians always tell non-believers, like, he has so much to offer. He's going to fulfill you.
Sure.
All of those things. But if we're being honest, I'm not sure. I don't think yours was probably as rough as mine, but my sanctification process at the very beginning was really hard.
Oh, yeah.
It was really hard because something that Jesus does once you accept him and once you receive the Holy Spirit is it's like looking in a mirror. It's like looking at every single thing you have ever done wrong. And that's why it's so hard at the beginning. And people are like, dang, the enemy is so powerful because he's trying so hard to pull you away because you're new in your faith.
Yeah.
And you're also more aware of how sinful you are. That's what he does. That's what it's supposed to happen that way.
Yeah.
Right? Like if I didn't think that I was sinning doing certain things and then I read my word and I see that God's like so against literally the smallest thing, looking at someone lustfully.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
And I'm like, dang, I did that. Like, I've done that before. Like, I'm so sinful. Like it really opens your eyes to how much you need him.
Yeah.
So it's not easy.
Yeah.
Like it's not easy at all. It's going to be hard when you first give your life to him.
Yeah.
But it's so worth it because in the end, you know that no matter what happens, you always have him. Like he's never going to go anywhere.
Yeah. I just made a video about that, honey, where someone said, it sounds like the good news is very easy. It sounds like there's a catch. And it was just really funny the way he said it. I don't know if he's a believer or not, but it got him curious. He was like, this sounds very easy. Is there a catch to it? And I went on to explain to him the salvation equation. Mm-hmm. And I said, it's very simple, but it's not easy because once you start following Jesus, you got to drop a bunch of stuff. Mm-hmm. But after that video, I got a pretty cool revelation. So you're 27.
Yeah.
Yeah. I forgot if you were 26, 27.
I just turned 27 in August.
Yeah. Okay. You're 27. I'm 25. When did you give your life to Jesus?
It was 2021.
Okay.
So I had just turned 25.
Okay. This will all make sense in a second.
Wait,
okay.
Did I do that math right?
Yeah. I mean,
yeah, that was 3 years ago.
Okay. And I gave my life to Jesus March 18th, 2023. I was 23 years old. Okay. So think back, honey. I mean, you're not going to know, but at 3 years old, how was life? Was it probably pretty challenging learning a bunch of new stuff?
Probably.
Yeah. And in the same way, when you give your life to Christ, that's why they say you're being born again.
Uh-huh.
Your first year of sanctification, hey guys, guess what? Yeah. You're going to lose a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
All right. And again, this is why I always say, why are you following Jesus? Are you following him because he's the truth?
Uh-huh.
Or are you following him because you're trying to gain stuff?
Yeah.
Because the scripture I read, the disciples, they didn't gain anything.
No.
They actually died for what they believed in.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look in the Old Testament, those who followed God, it wasn't easy either. Look at Moses.
Yeah.
He had so much stress on his shoulders. King Solomon, David, Abraham, Isaac, like all these, you know, very popular characters in the Old Testament, they never had an easy life with God either.
Mm-hmm.
And also, here's the thing, is God never promised us good things as well. So I don't know where this watered-down gospel comes from, because this is where deconstruction happens, where you preach someone, God has a blessing for you.
The prosperity gospel.
And then guess what? The blessing doesn't happen. Well, of course you're going to deconstruct from it. This pastor just said you're going to get a blessing and you don't get it. I would deconstruct from that gospel too, you know? And it's unfortunate. And I wish pastors did a better job at it when it comes to God has that breakthrough for you. And I think that's great. I think there's a time and a place for that.
Mm-hmm.
But what if their breakthrough doesn't happen in 3 months?
Mm-hmm.
What if they're still living paycheck to paycheck? Then what?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's when it gets very hard for me to listen to preachers or pastors like that.
Uh-huh.
Because that's not what following Jesus is about.
No.
You don't follow Jesus to get a breakthrough.
Yeah.
I believe breakthroughs can happen.
There might be times where the end of your storm is the end.
Yeah.
You know, like there's people that lose battles to health issues all the time, but the entire time they're sick, they still have faith.
Yep.
Even though they know that that's going to be the end.
Yep.
You know? Yeah. That's why I am just so against the prosperity gospel and certain pastors just always talking about like what you get out of following Jesus, because him paying the penalty for our sin should be enough.
Yeah, I say that all the time. Didn't he do enough already? Yeah. Like, you do know that all of us were doomed for hell.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like, I don't, Jesus talked about hell more than heaven.
Uh-huh.
I don't think you want to be there.
Yeah.
Didn't he do enough?
Yeah.
Like, actually, let me say it like this. God gives us blessings just because he loves us. Mm-hmm. He's not required to.
Yeah, yeah. let's just put this into perspective, okay? Because we talked about the marriage example. So when things happen in a marriage, when someone isn't fully giving 100% of their effort or like catering to your every need, then you leave. This is just a side note, but it makes me actually kind of upset to see a lot of videos of, typically it's girls, sharing how like helpful their husbands are, like bragging about the things that they do, they bring them, like all of those things. And they're like today I posted a video about you coming to all of my OB appointments because that was just something really special. Okay. But never in a million years would I try to share things that you like actually like do for me on a day-to-day basis. You know, like that's a period of time. I'm not always going to be pregnant, you know, like mm-hmm. It's been amazing to have your support the entire time. But let's say that you were to bring me flowers every 2 weeks and I posted, oh, he brings me flowers every 2 weeks. Okay. And I'm putting that goal, I guess you could say, into other girls' heads. So when their boyfriend or husband doesn't do it, they think that they're not good enough.
They're not good for enough them. Or they're not a proper husband.
Exactly.
So then in other words, we can translate it to Jesus. God saved me from this illness.
Yeah.
Okay, that praise God for that.
Uh-huh.
But you can't say, and God's going to heal you from your sickness. You don't know that.
Exactly.
You have no idea.
Nothing's promised and nothing yeah. should be expected.
Yeah.
Like imagine you having a best friend, okay? And let's say that you bring them the best Christmas gift you could ever give them. Let's say it's so meaningful. It was really a lot of money. You had to work hard to get it for him. And let's say that you give him that present and his response is, but what about this?
Mm-hmm.
But can I have this too?
Yeah.
Like, is there more or is this it? Imagine how that would make you feel. You would be oh, yeah. like, wait a second. I just got you this amazing thing. Is this not good enough? No, thank you. Maybe he does say thank you, but he's asking for more. Like, mm-hmm. that's what we're doing with God when we say, oh, well, yeah, like, thank you so much for the sacrifice that you made, but like, why can't I have this husband?
Yeah.
Or why can't I have this dream job?
Yeah.
Or why can't I have this dream house or this dream car?
Yeah.
Or like all of these tangible items that are still going to leave you empty.
Yeah.
Let me just tell you right now, if you're sitting there and you're praying, my life would be so much better and I would feel so much more fulfilled if I could get married. I'm sure a lot of you guys feel that way.
Probably, yeah.
Because I think a lot of our audience is young and single, okay? Mm-hmm. They're going to disappoint you. Like, I just want to get that clear, okay? Like, you're not getting married to feel fulfilled and idolize your relationship. They're yeah. an imperfect person.
Yeah.
Not every day is going to be perfect.
Yeah. The point of marriage is to not find fulfillment in that person. This is really good. The point of marriage is to make that other person be more like Jesus.
Exactly.
That's the
what
point
was
of
in my vows.
Yeah.
I promise to make you more holy.
Yeah.
That's what's important.
Yeah.
Bringing you closer to Jesus. That's what's going to last.
Yeah.
We're not going to get to our deathbed and have our kids tell us, oh, well, you know, your relationship was great. Like you guys were so in love. Like, well, yeah, of course we want to hear that.
Sure.
But like, what's at the base of that? Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's the foundation of our relationship. Like if you weren't fully devoted to following him and if I was not helping you still stay fully devoted to him, how many times do we have talks about our relationship with him or things that we're praying about or things that we're contemplating?
Every you know, hour.
Like constantly.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys know this, but we're like always together. We yeah. both work from home. We go places together all the time. Like we always have those conversations, but it's really sad to hear that people follow him to receive something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the whole point of spreading the gospel is to help lost people, right? We go to the dark places and tell them the good news.
Yeah.
You know, we bring light into their life. What is that light?
Yeah.
It's not follow Jesus, your life's going to get so much better. It's, well, if you add something on to that, it can be a true statement, right? Well, follow Jesus.
Sure.
Your life's going to get better because your sin's paid for.
Mm-hmm.
The sin that you are doing right now, gone.
Yeah. Like you can't, the reason why that gospel is not consistent is because you can't tell that to someone that's in another country.
Uh-huh.
Guys, in China, people are dying.
Yeah.
Literally for believing in Jesus.
Yeah.
You can't say that.
Uh-huh.
Your life's going to get better if you're following Jesus. No, they're actually, they may be put in prison and killed. Yeah. So, nope, that's out. Mm-hmm. You know, like it's very inconsistent.
Yeah. There's a C.S. Lewis quote. This is in the book that I'm reading. I'm still reading the same Jesus Over Religion
mm-hmm.
book. He says, this is C.S. Lewis. Okay.
Former atheist, by the way, guys. Yes. If anyone doesn't know who C.S. Lewis is, he used to be an atheist, converted to Christianity,
uh-huh.
wrote several books.
Yeah. Very wise man.
Very wise. Go ahead.
He says, put first things first and we get second things thrown in.
There you go. Wow.
Put second things first and we lose both first and second things. We never get, say, even the sensual pleasure of food at its best when we are being greedy.
Oof.
So if I were to come to Jesus and say, I want blessings, I want money, fill in the blank, so I'm going to follow Jesus. No. It's I follow Jesus. And if he chooses to bless me, great. If not, what do we say, honey? Thy will be done.
Mm-hmm. What was that last part about being greedy and full? You don't get...
We never get even the sensual pleasure of food at its best when we are being greedy.
That's a bar right there.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question, honey.
Yeah.
If you get filled up on appetizers, does mm-hmm. the steak taste better or no, worse?
Worse. I don't even want to eat it.
You know where I'm going with this?
Yeah.
Y'all can fill in the blank. But that's it. I'm done.
Yeah.
I want them to. I want y'all to leave what y'all thought I was going to say in the comment section.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure, I believe that God's going to give y'all the same revelation he just gave me. So y'all put it in the comments down below.
Yeah.
I believe that.
So we just pray that all of you guys are following Jesus for the right reasons and the people in your lives are following Jesus for the right reasons. And hopefully we added some wisdom. The Lord was speaking today. I felt really good.
Yeah.
Really, really good. So.
Yep. Love you guys. Catch y'all next Wednesday on the tripod. Peace.